The number two civilian jobs in all three military departments are vacant for the moment, but the Senate could vote as soon as next month to confirm new undersecretaries of the Army, Navy, and Air Force. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the nominees say their top priorities will be restoring military readiness and shrinking their department's headquarters staffs.
In their combined Senate confirmation hearings last week, the nominees to fill the military service's second most important civilian positions did not present a detailed list of policy initiatives they would implement if they were confirmed. That's partially because Patrick Murphy, the nominee to be the Undersecretary of the Army, Janine Davidson, who's up for the spot of Undersecretary of the Navy, and Lisa Disbrow, the Air Force Comptroller, who's been nominated as that service's secretary, will only have about a year left to get anything done within their respective services. Indeed, even though undersecretaries sometimes stay on board during the first few months of a new administration, none in the modern era have served a significant time beyond the immediate transition period. Still, one common theme emerged in the confirmation testimony. All three nominees, all three of whom are military veterans, said they would focus on increasing the military's tooth-to-tail ratio. They said they would work to restore military readiness that's been lost since the onset of sequestration in 2013 while cutting management layers within their respective services. Disbrow, who's currently the Air Force's Assistant Secretary for Financial Management and is already serving in the undersecretary post in an acting capacity, says her service has a lot of work to do.
Our combat-coded readiness varies across major weapon systems, but are critical in fighters. And on average, about 50% of our inventory on any day is not ready. I think the greatest threat is that we need to keep ahead of our adversaries and how quickly they are changing. There are adversaries we're not even aware of. I think our biggest threat is continuing to keep a laser focus on keeping ahead of our adversaries.
Davidson echoed the readiness worries on behalf of the Navy and Marine Corps.
I would like this job because I think we're at an incredibly important inflection point in the United States. We have to reset and also think about modernizing for the future. My priority is also readiness. The Navy has some serious shortfalls when it comes to aviation readiness and ship maintenance, and if confirmed, those will be my first priorities.
If confirmed, the undersecretaries will have some additional funding to work with during their short tenures. The budget agreement Congress passed last week not only busted the previous Budget Control Act caps, but also added an additional $609 million beyond what the Obama administration had asked for in DoD operation and maintenance funds, the main accounts which fund the training exercises and flight hours military units skipped for funding reasons since 2013. The Army got the largest O&M plus up. The final agreement adds $337 million above the president's budget request specifically to restore the readiness of Army units, in addition to $1.2 billion the Army identified as a funding shortfall for ongoing operations in Afghanistan. But beyond overall readiness, Murphy, a former congressman from Pennsylvania, says he sees his most important job over the next year as fulfilling the chief management officer role that's designated for all of the military service undersecretaries.
I joined the Army when I was 19 years of age, and I joined because I love my country. And when the president asked me to serve in his capacity, I had to check with my boss first, but once I got the green light, I said yes, and it's because we're at a defining moment in our nation's history, and we need the best and the brightest to be in these roles to make sure we get after it against ISIS and against other folks that are trying to do our families harm. My top priority, sir, and what I'm most excited about is that chief management officer role. We have to get after when we talk about redundancies, when we talk about spending, when we talk about auditability and these issues. And we can't come back to the Congress year after year after year and say we're working on it. We need to execute.
All three of the nominees pledged to pay special attention to reducing their respective departments' headquarters staffs, a subject Congress has pursued in several consecutive years through its annual defense authorization bills. The most recent addition for 2016 requires a 25% cut in overall staffing levels over the next 5 years, targeting a $10 billion reduction in spending on administrative costs over the same time period. Murphy says he's committed to reducing the Army's tooth-to-tail ratio, and the service has already started to do so, including through previous initiatives to delayer the Pentagon's bureaucracy.
It's all about the warfighter. It's all about tooth to tail. Mr. Chairman, and members of this committee, I think what the Army's tried to do by leading by example, in the past year, they have cut, again, it was given 20% reductions. The Army has met that and exceeded that. They've had 25% reductions. That is pushing them down to, it's the middle management, so it's about spans of control. So when you used to have four spans of control, now it's to eight, which is positive because it's the middle management. It's just saying we're getting rid of the cheapest labor. It's getting making sure that we effectuate positive change.
Senator John McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has looked skeptically at previous DOD initiatives to cut the military's headquarters staff and has looked askance at the Air Force in particular over the past year, criticizing that service for simply reshuffling its personnel so that they were no longer counted as headquarters employees, and then claiming extra credit for beating DOD's previous targets for reducing headquarters staffs. Disbro acknowledged that the Air Force has not done enough to reduce its management layers.
We are looking now in alignment with the NDAA that was just approved to continue to look at the layers, to look at areas where we can consolidate, and while we consolidate in those areas, reduce staff. We've had some success in our facility support area as well as our intelligence area for reducing overhead as we consolidate and centralize. We continue to look at delayering, and we have an independent study right now underway with two phases. First, to identify the scope of our problem, and then to offer areas where we can put the right skill set in the right places, which is critical as we downsize. Not enough work done, a lot of work to do, and I look forward to working with this committee if confirmed.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.